In Rochester, New York, a different kind of remote caregiving is going on, this time focusing on younger people with far less serious health issues. For instance, 5-year-old Diogenes Nelson, a happy, healthy child. But like most kids, she does get sick from time to time. When that happens, it can make life more complicated for her mother.
You have to do what you have to do, but sometimes doctor's appointments, it can be a hassle. You know, when the kid gets sick just overnight. You know, they go to bed, fine. Wake up sick.
But these days, mom can leave Diogenes at daycare, go to work, and still breathe easy.
I feel at ease. I feel like if anything's wrong that I didn't catch last night, that it will be taken care of. They'll let me know what it is, and I don't have to worry about it.
That's because Diogenes' daycare center is part of Healthy Access, a unique telemedicine program designed to help sick kids and their parents.
Our mission statement, I think, is pretty well chosen as a way to define it. It's healthcare, when and where you need it, by providers you know and trust.
Dr. Kenneth McConaughey is the program director. To him, it's all about connecting kids and healthcare providers virtually.
It's just, you know, intelligent use of information technology. Healthcare fundamentally is acquiring information and disseminating information. Telemedicine simply is acquiring the information at a distance.
Come here, sweetie.
Here's how it works. Instead of sick children being brought to their healthcare provider, the healthcare provider is brought to them. In this case, it's telemedicine assistant Jackie Powell, who's taken Diogenes out of class because she was complaining of an earache.
Diogenes, which one of your ears are hurting?
Both of them.
Both of them?
Back in the health office, Jackie can begin to examine Diogenes.
Open. Under your tongue. The 8.2. No. Stick your tongue way out and say, ah.
With a special camera, she can capture an image of the girl's throat.
Diogenes, is it okay to look in your ear? Okay, here we go.
And with an electronic endoscope, Jackie can also take digital pictures of Diogenes' inner ear. She then loads the photos and all the other information into Diogenes' electronic health record on the computer.
Adjust the camera. One moment.
And then she contacts a nurse practitioner to begin a virtual checkup.
Listen, Diogenes is complaining of ear pain. And when I brought her into the health office, she said that both ears were hurting.
Okay. Diogenes, is this pain all the time or is the pain come and go?
Pain all the time.
Laura Markwick is miles away at the University of Rochester Medical Center. Yet, she will examine Diogenes, make a diagnosis, and treat her if needed, all from a distance.
You can tell a lot about how really sick they feel when they come in and see the TV monitor. They're jumping around and they're waving at it and they're smiling and having fun. The kids that come in and really could care less that they're on a TV, you know they're feeling really lousy.
What about any coughing or sneezing, congestion?
No.
Okay, has she been around anybody who's been sick?
Even though you can't touch the person, you still feel like you're right there because you can have this conversation with them.
There's the mouth. That looks really good. There's no redness.
It's very simple to use. It's really foolproof almost. There's not much that you miss.
And this will be the left ear. And the same thing. It looks really nice. There's no redness at all.
This telemedicine system allows for early intervention. And Dr. McConaughey says that makes for healthier, happier kids.
They get treated sooner. There's no question about that. I mean, a child could have a cough. The mom can ask daycare to set up a telemedicine visit for her. It's going to get seen now.
Since its launch, the Healthy Access program has spread to dozens of daycare centers and schools in the Rochester area. And in surveys, almost all parents said that the program has helped them avoid costly trips to the doctor's office or emergency room and allowed them to stay at work.
There are a lot of patients who, for a bunch of different reasons, simply can't get to the doctor in a conventional way. Health information technology is a really good equalizer in that setting. It's very empowering and allows both patients and providers to partner as they take care of patients' health.
Sometimes when wax gets in the ear canal, we can't equalize the pressure in your ear. You can get sharp pains. We could try some acetaminophen or ibuprofen.
Thank you, Laura.
You're welcome.
Hi, Desmond.
Bye. It makes me feel very relaxed and comfortable when I'm at work because I already know that they have something on hand right there that they can take care of it, and I don't have to worry about it, and I know everything's going to be okay.
Healthy Access. The program seems to be addressing a critical need in and around Rochester, but can it be set up in other communities and improve access to quality health care for more Americans?
Well, my answer is... it's got to be. Telemedicine has tremendous potential for exchange of information of all kinds, and that's what healthcare is all about.
As we've seen, telemedicine often links providers to their patients, but sometimes it can also unite physicians, so they can take care of people who might otherwise slip through the cracks.
We have specialties where we have extreme shortages of physicians. So the advancements in telemedicine are going to allow us to really increase the efficiency of the healthcare system for all parties.
An example of that efficiency can be found in New Mexico, a big, beautiful, but economically depressed state, where access to healthcare has traditionally been difficult for a lot of people.
They don't have Medicaid, they don't have any insurance. And so they have to pay entirely from their pocket for services, and this makes it extraordinarily challenging.
Can just listen to your heart and lungs for a moment?
Dr. Sanjeev Arora is a liver disease specialist. He works at the University of New Mexico in Albuquerque, where he sees a variety of patients, many of them suffering from hepatitis C, a serious and chronic viral infection.
The way this infection is transmitted is through a contact with blood. The vast majority of patients got it through past intravenous drug use. Also, if you get tattoos in a non-professional setting, people who got blood transfusions prior to 1989 had a risk of getting hepatitis C, and many patients in the United States got it that way.
49-year-old Orlando Velarde is one of them.
Hi.
Velarde.
He got Hep C through a transfusion more than a decade ago, but only found out about it recently after a routine blood test.
I was always worried because the commercials on TV kept on saying, if you have hepatitis C, it's a slow train, it's coming at you and you're gonna die.
Hepatitis C can be fatal if left untreated, so Velarde looked for a cure. Because he lives in a small, remote town and Hep C specialists were few and far between, he had to make long drives to the city.
Española is a far place to travel all the way to Albuquerque. It's like an hour and a half, and then to get back and then make appointments. I didn't like it.
And Velarde wasn't alone. There are tens of thousands of people in this state suffering from Hep C. In the past, very few of them, less than 5%, Arora says, could ever get the treatment they needed.
I wanted a methodology that I could expand my expertise 10 times or more so that patients could get treatment wherever they lived and at the time they needed it.
Good afternoon and welcome to all of you. Welcome to the Echo Clinic. And of course, we have a lot of people on the network today, so I'm going to ask you to be very brief.
So he came up with Project Echo, a unique telemedicine program that links specialists like Arora with rural practitioners in hard-to-reach places.
Let's just go to Silver City first.
Scott Hansen, physician assistant.
Welcome, Scott. Most doctors graduated before hepatitis C was discovered. So we said we could make them experts through the same mechanism that they learned while doing their residency, through case-based learning and treating patients with mentors.
The mentoring goes on during live video teleconferences like this one.
If I was her physician, I would try and convince her to work with you on a regular basis
Aurora and other specialists connect with primary care doctors around the state, hear about their cases, and then offer them guidance.
So one primary care clinician may learn from me as the specialist. They learn from each other. And lastly, they learn by doing. And that's how real expertise is gained.
One of those who has gained real expertise is Dr. Leslie Hayes. She practices medicine in Española, the same small rural community that Orlando Velarde calls home.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
There are a lot of special challenges involved in working in rural communities. We don't have a lot of specialists in the community. We don't have a gastroenterologist to take care of hepatitis C.
In the past, that meant when Hep C patients like Velarde came to see her, she felt a bit helpless.
We would give them shots to protect them from hepatitis A and B, monitor their liver tests, but really there wasn't much else we could do beyond that. And when somebody offered me the chance to actually give these patients treatment, it was wonderful, and so I jumped on it right away.
Ready for me to present?
What she jumped on was the chance to take part in Project Echo.
We're going to get started with Dr. Leslie Hayes with the first case presentation.
He is an almost 50-year-old man. As you can see, I enclosed his lab work. AST is 20, ALT is 61.
Albumin was 4.0.
Through virtual face-to-face meetings with her peers, she learned how to diagnose and treat this very difficult disease.
Knowing when I need to order the blood work, knowing what tests are essential before starting treatment, knowing what kind of monitoring I need to do, all of those have been a real help on these patients. And it's not something I think I could have done a good job with on my own if I did not have their guidance.
With the right guidance, Hayes was able to successfully treat Orlando Velarde and restore his health.
He was negative at the end of treatment and then negative 6 months down the road. And we were all just so thrilled at that point. It was sort of, this is going to work. We're going to be able to treat people in this community and really make a difference.
For Orlando Velarde, it's made all the difference in the world. Because of Project Echo, he was able to get specialized treatment close to home from a physician he knows and trusts.
You know, you're pretty much cured from it, and I don't think it's something we really need to worry about on a long-term basis. So.
Great. She's a great doctor. I'm feeling great. I don't have hepatitis C no more. It's gone. I feel great.
Project Echo has been a huge success and has expanded. They now help rural physicians deal with arthritis, HIV, congestive heart failure, and chronic pain, among other health issues.
I think what makes Project Echo unique is at the end of the year of participation, we're not left with the same primary care clinician. This clinician has become as good as us. They have become great experts.
The end result? Greater access to quality care for all people, regardless of their economic status or geographic isolation.
Patients indirectly get empowered because if you don't have access, either economically or for other reasons, to effective treatment for a disease that is fundamentally changing your quality of life, you are very disempowered.
Great.
Telemedicine, using simple but effective technology to bridge gaps in our healthcare system. And according to the experts, it holds great promise for the future.
That's really what we need to be about. We need to be about setting healthcare goals and then adopting the technologies that get us there.
Achieving healthcare goals through technology. That's what Health IT is all about.
People should care about Health IT because it matters, because it results in better health care, because it results in safer care, because it results in more efficient care that's more convenient.
And ultimately, that means we all have a better chance to lead long, healthy lives.
Information is really the lifeblood of medicine. So the better we are at using information, the better the care will be. And we are in a totally new world with respect to information.